Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 326 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the magic section, the magic explained section that mainly includes a big ol' spell list for magic using characters. It's been an interesting section to cover so far, because unlike all the other stuff in this game, which I have mostly sort of evaluated in its own right, on its own terms, this section, the magic section, I've really been comparing and contrasting to the magic section from Heroes Unlimited Revised, the previous edition of this game, which was a thinner tome, a bluer tome, a game without many of the bells and whistles of this later edition, but with certain beloved features and pages that are not found here in the second edition, which is so huge and so overstuffed that many things had to be cut, despite the much larger size of the second edition. So every day, as is my vow, I swore, editor's note, see episode 319, I was so outraged by the loss of circle magic in this edition that I swore, I vowed, that every time I pointed out something so dull or redundant that I felt it didn't belong here in the magic section, I would offer something from Heroes Unlimited Revised that could have been here instead, something that was cut and shouldn't have been cut. Today, I have good news and bad news for you. Number one, I'm going to break my vow. Okay, we all knew it was coming. It's been, what, 6 pages? Come on. I'm a different person now, and I can't be held accountable. However, I'm only really breaking the letter of my vow, because what I'm going to offer to you instead today is something that shouldn't be here in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition, and I'm going to offer something that should be here from, pause for dramatic effect, Rifts. Yes, Rifts, the game that I also vowed I would never talk about. I'm really knocking it out of the park right now with my vows. I'm here today with some Rifts content because there is a glaring omission of something that was in Rifts and is not in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition, and it's bad for the game, it's bad for you, the consumer, and it's bad for fucking robots who God knows they've got it hard enough as it is here in the robophobic 2nd Edition of Heroes Unlimited. So okay, enough preamble, what am I talking about? On this page, we have the first of the level 5 spells, and there's one called Energy Disruption. I'm not going to read you the first paragraph of this spell because it's fine. I have no bone to pick with the first paragraph of this spell. Suffice it to say, it's a spell where you can basically depower and nullify technology. It simply stops working, and then once the spell effect is done, it's back to working normally as though nothing had ever happened. The paragraph enumerates different gadgets you can do this to. Cars, computers, cameras, sensors, appliances, batteries, alarm systems. No damage to the device, it just straight up doesn't work, is totally depowered for the duration of the spell, which is 3 minutes per level of experience, which is long enough to like sneak past a camera, or I guess strut past a camera, dance past a camera if you want, it's depowered. It's long enough to get away if you're in a car chase. It's long enough to run up and sock somebody if you're a boxer wizard, while their energy rifle is depowered. A great utility spell, great asymmetrical use of magic as a sort of workaround to other people's abilities, just a little edge for the wizard in the never-ending battle between the science of magic and the science of science. It's what comes after this first paragraph that is a real problem. So let me tell you what comes after it here in the second edition of Heroes Unlimited, a game of superhero action set in an approximation of the modern world. Quote, in a low-tech world like Palladium, the spell will cause candles, torches, lanterns, and campfires to sputter and go out, erupting back to full life the moment the spell comes to an end. Until then, they cannot be relit by any means. It can also be used to diminish the strength slash damage of magic fire and energy structures like Circle of Flame and energy-based wards by half. However, this disruption is only good against existing energy magic already put into place, and does not diminish the damage caused by energy bolts, fireballs, call lightning, dragon's breath, wind, cold, kinetic force, and similar magic attacks, nor can it affect spells of legend, or magic weapons, potions, circles, scrolls, or enchanted items. There's so many things to deal with here. First of all, dragon's breath still doesn't exist. Thanks, game. Thanks for checking in. Still no dragons. Number two, how dare you bring up circle magic? In this context, of all places, the circle magic that used to be in this game but was cut and we are now denied? Fuck you. I hope you are eaten by a tiger whose head you are trying to fashion into a magical hat. Thirdly, spells of legend, what are those? Don't know on the basis of this game that I'm reading right now. There's still only one known magic potion. There's still no known scrolls. On a final nitpicky note, what does it mean to relight the same fire? Like, this spell puts out a fire, right? It targets a fire. Hey, there's that bonfire over there. All the people are having fun at the beach. and I'm not invited because I'm a weirdo wizard. I want to ruin their night. Let me put out that bonfire. Point my bony wizard finger, fire be gone, bam, no more fire, because I cast energy disruption. Then all the kids run over to it with their beach clothes and their sexy bodies, and they try to relight the fire. They can't, because this spell says, quote, they cannot be relit by any means, meaning fires put out by this spell. How does the universe know it's the same bonfire? Can I take the wood somewhere else and restart it? Or can I throw new wood on and restart it? Or what if I move everything like slightly to the left? What if I start over with new wood just over to the left and restart my sexy nighttime beach party? Shouldn't take long. I mean, I got more wood around, obviously. You got to plan ahead to keep the bonfire going. If everybody's going to be making out, we don't want to be caught up short in an inopportune time. Have to go gather more driftwood. So we got it all in a pile here. Let's throw it over to the left. What, 1 foot, 6 inches? How far do we have to go before the universe, you know, the living tribunal or whoever, will adjudicate? Technically, that is a separate bonfire. It may be lit. But anyway, that's small potatoes. Big picture, pulling out for a minute, much like a dumbass teen narrowly avoiding ruining his life at a sexy nighttime beach party, this whole paragraph exists, if you think about it, to explain why the energy disruption spell is still useful even in a fantasy world. Like even in Middle Earth, where there are no security cameras and no cars, and therefore no car chases, energy disruption is still a perfectly useful spell. The question is, why would you need to say this in Heroes Unlimited, which is set in the modern era? In fact, it's a super modern era. It's an extra more than modern era, right? We got a robot power category. Everybody's got a bionic arm because it's the 90s. So technology is everywhere. Why would we need a whole paragraph, longer than the first paragraph, mind you? There's a paragraph explaining what the spell does, and then there's a paragraph like almost twice as long justifying why it's still useful in a fantasy world, which this game isn't set in. I haven't checked on this, because I feel I've more than met my quota for delving into other Palladium role-playing games over the course of this section, along with Psyonix. I've had enough. But my guess would be this paragraph was added when this spell was taken from something like Mechanoids or Beyond the Supernatural and plopped into the Palladium Fantasy RPG. Probably what happened is they ported the spell over and they realized this spell is all about disabling machines and electronics, and those aren't a big deal in Palladium Fantasy. So let's add a paragraph where we say, no, this spell is still good. This warmed over content from another game set in a totally different kind of world, it's fine. It works mainly on cars, which don't exist, and security cameras, which don't exist. But also, fires are like the fantasy equivalent of machines. It puts out fires, which is, of course, a fantastically worthwhile thing to do with 15 goddamn potential psychic energy points. Like, twice as much human potential as in the entirety of 2 grown-ass average adults. Let me just spend that to, like, put out this candle. And it shall not be relit again for, like, 15 minutes. Such is my power. But yeah, this whole thing is just, it's calibrated for a fantasy world, probably written for Palladium Fantasy when the spell was ported from some other game. Then when it was ported back from Palladium Fantasy to Heroes Unlimited, they just didn't take it out. Because why would they? Because what else could possibly go at the end of that beautiful first paragraph that describes a wonderful spell that's very useful and very worthwhile? I'll tell you what could have fucking gone there. What goes there at the end of the spell description in Rifts, a game that, like Heroes Unlimited, is set in a technological world where technology and robots and stuff are all very important. In Rifts, there's no second paragraph per se, but the first paragraph ends with the following sentence, quote, cannot affect MDC or power armor, robots, or military vehicles. Now, I could quibble with the comma usage in that sentence. There are a lot of possible ways to interpret it. It's a veritable Second Amendment of really high-stakes grammatical confusion. But certainly the gist of it is this. If you're a wizard and you have energy disruption and 15 PPE to blow, or 12 as the case may be, that's how much it costs in Rifts, you can disable a security camera. You can conk out somebody's car in a car chase. What you can't do is get in your little wizard boots in the morning, rock right up to a 12-foot tall demolisher bot, and then just point your bony finger at its big robot skull head and say, energy disruption, and fucking one-shot a whole robot with no save. You can't do it, because it's a robot. It's a whole type of character. Likewise, power armor. You can't just one-shot Iron Man because you've got this spell. Of course not. That's not what it's for. It's like a utility spell, or like a debuff for somebody who's got a laser gun. You can't just use it to take out a whole character because they happen to be mechanical. Or at least you can't in Rifts. You can absolutely do that shit in Heroes Unlimited, because While they did manage to find room for a whole paragraph to explain why this spell is still useful if you live in fucking Middle Earth, which you don't, they couldn't find room for the one sentence from Rifts, which I remind you was published before this game, that makes it so this spell is not a no-save, one-shot solution against all robots, everyone with vital bionic parts, like bionic internal organs, everybody in giant power armor, like all mecha, all of these characters. Like, there are no fewer than five power categories in Heroes Unlimited that have, at least potentially, bionics or robotics as a significant power source. Having one spell that can essentially one-shot any of them with no save is unacceptable. And it didn't need to be this way because the rule preventing that already existed in Rifts and was cut for Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. Or was never noticed because maybe this version of the spell was cut and pasted from the fantasy game instead of the post-apocalyptic game. So yeah, the dumbest thing on this page is that there is a much needed rule that already existed for this spell that was not included, and in its place is a whole paragraph of useless explanation of why this spell would still be good in a fantasy game, which this isn't. I confess that I have technically broken my vow today. I throw myself on your tender mercies, dumbheads. I promise to do better in the future, and also never to talk about Rifts again, unless I have occasion to, in which case you can expect more broken vows, as my daily podcast schedule requires. That is my worthless promise to you. Join me next time as we discuss the inevitable climax of this game's stupid fucking dodge rules on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.